The apparently poor relationship between some employers and employees in the tourism sector of Barbados has been the subject of some discussion among members of this country's social partnership that brings together labor, government, and the private sector. But head of the Private Sector Association, Ed Clark, believes that the situation may not be as bad as it appears in the media.
We had this discussion around the same matter on the social partnership this week. I think we all agree that we need to have better communication with our employees and ensure that people truly understand the situation that many of these businesses are facing, not just in the direct hotel industry, but the wider tourism-related services and even the retail and distribution sector, which has been badly impacted as well. There's obviously cause for concern when we see things happening and there's unrest or there is this discontent with what's going on and how employees have been treated. We have regulations and policies in Barbados that we need to follow. We have an Employee Rights Act. We have the way the severance payment operates. And employers need to follow the rules and guidelines of these of regular industrial relations policies. There is no doubt there has been some disconnect in some cases, but I don't think it is widespread across all of Barbados. It's obvious that the ones that have had issues have gone to the press and they have been front page and back page specials for the press. But I do not think it is as widespread as we are led to believe. I think many, many entities, many businesses have been doing their utmost to ensure that people are treated in the right way and receive what is their dues. So we are asking all employers and the labor leaders to ensure that we try and work together to see a solution for these businesses and for businesses, wider businesses and wider employment in general. David, as we all know, these are very, very difficult times in Barbados and much more so for those in the hotel and tourism sector. Many of these businesses have lost tremendous amount of money. And this year they have lost significant, if not all, of their business this year. And they were very hopeful that the November, December, January would pick up as we had expected. The further lockdowns across the Toronto region and Europe, certainly UK and the wider Europe region, has done a tremendous blow, given us a tremendous blow. And people are not as optimistic as they were in the tourist industry at this time for the immediacy. But I think we still have to be hopeful for the new year that we will see a pickup.
Mr. Clark links much of the discontent that we've been seeing to a breakdown in communication.
People want to be paid, and people need to understand how they're going to be paid, and rightfully so, whether it is through the actual entity or it's through the NIS. I think we need to ensure that people receive up-to-date information and regular information. And I'm asking all businesses to try and keep their employees informed. Their human resources and industry relations team need to be closely monitoring and communicating with their employees across all sectors of Barbados. These are very difficult times.
He also notes that while there's long been a concern about the relationship between workers and employers in local business, such situations get worse in tough times. But he stresses this point.
A lot has been done to ensure we keep people employed. Maybe people don't appreciate it as much. You know, people see business, people in Barbados as being greedy and just hope for their shareholders and the returns. But I would say, and I have said so already, that I don't agree with that. There are many, many employers in Barbados who have put a lot at risk to keep a lot of their staff employed without a cost benefit of doing so at this time. And I think that the distress, it needs working on. There's no doubt that it needs to be worked on, because it is evident that some people simply don't trust their employers, and some employers, obviously, by lack of communication, don't seem to trust their employees. But that is something we need to work on as a business sector and as labor leaders.
Head of the Private Sector Association, Ed Clark, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.